2:12 and 12:2 relationships of Nadal to Navamsa. In this analysis, I will explore the 2:12 relationship, where the second house traits of material wealth, resources, and family influence the life path, and the 12:2 relationship, where the 12th house qualities of loss, detachment, and spiritual growth are reversed, focusing on how these traits affect material wealth and security. The analysis will incorporate the correct padas and angles based on the transitions. Aries, natal to Taurus Navamsa, 2:12 relationship. Second pada, 3:20, 60:40 of Aries, Taurus Navamsa. 2:12 relationship, Aries first house, represents independence, action, and self-driven pursuits, while Taurus second house in Navamsa brings a focus on building material wealth, stability, and family ties. Pada analysis. This pada shift from Aries to Taurus indicates a life path transition from impulsive, action-oriented behavior to valuing material security and family bonds. The second house energy of Taurus suggests that the person will start to see the value in accumulating wealth and creating a secure foundation, leaving behind Aries' need for quick actions. The 12th house Aries influence implies the need to let go of constant drive and ambition in favor of slow, steady growth. Taurus, natal to Aries Navamsa, 12:2 relationship, 4th pada, 10 degrees, 13 degrees, 20 degrees, 20s of Taurus, Aries Navamsa. 12:2 relationship, Taurus 12th house in Navamsa focuses on releasing attachment to material wealth, comfort, and stability, while Aries, 2nd house in Navamsa, reintroduces a focus on independence and self-driven efforts for resource building. Pada analysis. This shift reverses the traditional 2:12 logic. The individual must first release their attachment to material security, Taurus's stronghold, adopting an independent, self-driven approach to wealth, Aries. The 12th house, Taurus, emphasizes letting go of the need for steady, predictable gains in favor of bold, action-oriented pursuits for self-growth and financial success. This pada creates a more aggressive approach to resource building, but with lessons on learning to detach from comfort. Taurus, natal to Gemini Navamsa, 2:12 relationship. 6th pada, 16 degrees, 40 degrees, 20s of Taurus, Gemini Navamsa. 2:12 relationship, Taurus, first house, focuses on material stability, comfort, and wealth building, while Gemini, second house in Navamsa, emphasizes intellectual wealth, adaptability, and communication for accumulating resources. Pada analysis. The 6th pada shift into Gemini brings a transition from slow, material-focused wealth accumulation to valuing flexibility and communication for resource building. The 12th house Taurus influence calls for letting go of rigid attachments to material possessions and embracing intellectual growth as a resource-building tool. The person may shift toward gaining wealth through networking, adaptability, and intellectual pursuits. As Gemini, natal to Taurus Navamsa, 12:2 relationship, 8th pada, 20-26 degrees, 40 of Gemini, Taurus Nova relationship. Gemini, 12th house in Navamsa, encourages letting go of intellectual busyness, constant communication, and superficial social engagements, while Taurus 2nd house brings a focus on material stability and comfort. Pada analysis. The individual moves from an emphasis on communication and intellectual pursuits, Gemini, to focusing on tangible resources and wealth, Taurus. The 12th house, Gemini influence means the individual must release their need for constant mental stimulation and communication, instead focusing on grounding themselves through material wealth, family, and comfort. Cancer, natal to Leo Navamsa, 2:12 relationship. 2nd pada, 3:20, 6:40 of Cancer, relationship. Cancer, first house, emphasizes emotional security, family bonds, and nurturing, while Leo, second house in Navamsa, brings a focus on self-expression, creativity, and leadership as sources of wealth and resources. Pada analysis. The shift from Cancer to Leo in the second pada highlights a life transition from nurturing emotional security to focusing on building wealth and resources through leadership, self-expression, and creativity. The individual moves from protecting family, Cancer, to shining in leadership roles and gaining recognition, Leo, learning to release their emotional dependence for creative independence. Leo, natal to Cancer Navamsha, 12-2 relationship. Fourth Pada, 10 degrees, 13 degrees, 20 of Leo, Cancer Navamsha. 12-2 relationship. Leo, 12th house in Navamsha, brings the need to let go of ego, excessive self-expression, and the desire for recognition, while Cancer, 2nd house, emphasizes emotional security, family, and nurturing as new sources of wealth and resources. Pada analysis. The individual must release their need for attention and public validation, Leo, to focus on creating a stable emotional foundation for themselves and their family, Cancer. The 12th house, Leo, implies that emotional connections and nurturing become more important than self-centered pursuits, leading to a deeper understanding of emotional wealth. Leo, natal to Virgo Navamsha, 2-12 relationship, 6th Pada, 16 Grigi 40 to 20 degrees of Leo, Virgo Navamsha. 2-12 relationship, Leo, 1st house, brings self-expression, leadership, and creative ambition, while Virgo, 2nd house, emphasizes service, precision, and building resources through attention to detail. Pada analysis. The individual moves from focusing on leadership and creative self-expression to building wealth and stability through service, discipline, and practical efforts. These 12th house Leo calls for releasing ego-driven behaviors to embrace humility and attention to detail as a means for resource building. Virgo, natal to Leo. Navamsha, 12-2 relationship, 8th Pada, 23-20, 26-40 of Virgo. Leo-Navam-2 relationship, Virgo 12th house in Navamsha, encourages letting go of perfectionism, overanalysis, and self-criticism, while Leo 2nd house brings self-expression, leadership, and creativity into the resource-building process. Pada analysis. The individual transitions from an analytical, service-oriented mindset to embracing leadership, creativity, and self-confidence, Leo. The 12th house Virgo influence means letting go of critical, detail-oriented tendencies and focusing on confident, creative efforts to build resources. This analysis stops at Leo, focusing on the relevant 2-12 and 12-2 relationships with corresponding Padas and life path themes from natal to Navamsha shifts. Libra, natal to Scorpio Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. Second Pada, 3-20 to 60-40 of Libra, Scorpio Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. Libra, first house, represents balance, diplomacy, and partnerships, while Scorpio, second house, brings emotional depth, transformation, and hidden resources into the picture. Pada analysis. The individual transitions from a partnership-focused and harmonious life approach, Libra, to the intensity of emotional transformation and deep resourcefulness, Scorpio. The 12th house Libra influence indicates letting go of a surface-level focus on peace and balance to engage with more intense, deeper emotional and transformative experiences, Scorpio. Life path. The 2-12 relationship suggests a shift from focusing on harmony and partnerships to building wealth and emotional resources through transformation and emotional depth. Scorpio, natal to Libra Navamsha, 12-2 relationship. Fourth Pada, 10 degrees to 13 degrees 20 of Scorpio, Libra Navamsha. 12-2 relationship, Scorpio, 12th house in Navamsha, encourages emotional detachment, secrecy, and transformation, while Libra, 2nd house, focuses on balance, relationships, and harmony in the process of building wealth and resources. Pada analysis. The individual must release their emotional intensity and secretive nature, Scorpio, to embrace harmony, relational balance, and partnerships as a way to build resources, Libra. Life path. This 12-2 relationship calls for transforming emotional depth into harmonious relationships, focusing on creating wealth and resources through diplomacy, fairness, and connection with others. Scorpio, natal to Sagittarius Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. 6th Pada, 16-40 at 20 degrees of Scorpio, Sagittarius Navamsha. 2-12 relationship, Scorpio, 1st house, represents emotional intensity, transformation, and deep personal insight, while Sagittarius, 2nd house, brings optimism, philosophical thinking, and intellectual growth into the resource-building process. Pada analysis. The transition from intense, emotionally-driven Scorpio to free-spirited Sagittarius indicates a shift from deep emotional processing to more expansive intellectual exploration. The 12th house Scorpio asks for letting go of control and emotional fixations, favoring growth through learning, optimism, and intellectual pursuit, Sagittarius. Life path. The 2-12 relationship encourages a journey from emotional and psychological depth to creating resources through wisdom, higher knowledge, and philosophical exploration. Sagittarius. Natal to Scorpio, Navamsha, 12-2 relationship. 8th Pada, 23-20 to 26-40 of Sagittarius. 12-2 relationship. Sagittarius, 12th house in Navamsha, emphasizes philosophical detachment, adventure, and higher learning, while Scorpio, 2nd house, brings intensity, transformation, and emotional power into resource building. Pada analysis. The individual must let go of the philosophical idealism and adventurous tendencies, Sagittarius, and turn inward to deal with emotional intensity and personal transformation, Scorpio. Life path. The 12-2 relationship points toward a life journey that shifts from seeking external philosophical wisdom, Sagittarius, to focusing on deep emotional work and transformational experiences, Scorpio, for gaining resources. Capricorn, natal to Aquarius Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. 2nd Pada, 3-20 to 6-40 of Capricorn, Aquarius Navamsha. 2-12 relationship. Capricorn, 1st house, represents structure, discipline, and material success, while Aquarius, 2nd house, introduces innovation, social progress, and intellectual independence into resource building. Pada analysis. The shift from disciplined, structured Capricorn to innovative, future-oriented Aquarius brings a transition from traditional material gains to creating resources through unconventional social and intellectual advancements. The 12th house Capricorn suggests letting go of rigidity and a purely goal-oriented approach in favor of embracing innovation and social progress, Aquarius. Life path. This 2-12 dynamic indicates a path where material success is no longer the sole focus, and the individual begins to seek innovation and intellectual independence to build wealth. Aquarius, natal to Capricorn Navamsha, 12-2 relationship, 4th Pada, 10 degrees, 13 20 of Aquarius, Capricorn Navamsha, 12-2 relationship. Aquarius, 12th house in Navamsha, focuses on letting go of intellectual detachment, social reform, and unconventional ideas, while Capricorn, 2nd house, brings structure, discipline, and material stability into resource building. Pada analysis. The individual must release their unconventional and non-traditional approaches, Aquarius, and adopt a more disciplined and structured mindset, Capricorn, to build tangible resources. The 12th house Aquarius suggests embracing a more goal-oriented approach, where discipline and responsibility lead to material success. Life path. The 12-2 relationship asks the individual to shift from social ideals and intellectual pursuits, Aquarius, to material stability and long-term success through structured efforts, Capricorn. Aquarius, natal to Pisces Navamsha, 2-12 relationship. 6th Pada, 16-40 to 20 degrees of Aquarius, Pisces Navamsha. 2-12 relationship, Aquarius 1st house, focuses on intellectual independence, innovation, and social progress, while Pisces 2nd house brings emotional sensitivity, spiritual wealth, and compassion into resource building. Pada analysis. The transition from socially progressive, intellectually focused Aquarius to emotionally sensitive, spiritual Pisces encourages the individual to shift from innovation and detachment to valuing emotional and spiritual connections as sources of wealth. This 12th house Aquarius suggests that intellectual independence and social reform must be tempered by empathy and compassion to gain resources. Life path. The 2-12 dynamic encourages a journey from innovation and intellect, Aquarius, to finding value in emotional and spiritual wealth, Pisces. Pisces, natal to Aquarius Navamsha, 12-2 relationship, 8th Pada, 23-20 to 26-40 of Pisces, Aquarius. 12-2 relationship. Pisces, 12th house in Navamsha, focuses on letting go of emotional sensitivity, spiritual detachment, and compassion, while Aquarius, 2nd house, brings intellectual independence, social progress, and innovation into resource building. Pada analysis. The individual moves from the emotional and spiritual sensitivity of Pisces to a more detached intellectual approach in Aquarius. The 12th house Pisces Influence asks the individual to let go of oversensitivity and emotional attachments, favoring intellectual growth and innovation to build resources. Life path. The 12-2 relationship emphasizes a path that shifts from emotional wealth and spiritual sensitivity, Pisces, to focusing on intellectual independence and social reform as sources of wealth and resources, Aquarius. This analysis covers the 2-12 and 12-2 relationships with the correct Padas and life path themes from natal to navamsha shifts, highlighting how the dynamics of material and spiritual growth evolve across each sign transition.